Please be seated. Amen. Praise God, heaven. This hope we have. This hope we have. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which entereth that within the veil. Amen. The hope that we have. And as we put up that first slide, praise God. Let's turn to Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5. We're going to look into some scriptures tonight. Praise the Lord, Revelation chapter 5. Okay. Can we have the next slide, please? Revelation 5, 9 to 14. It says, and they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book. This is after the Lamb had stepped into the throne and took the seals that was to be opened. And to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast, and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000, times 10,000, and thousands, and thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, and riches, and wisdom, and strength, and honor, and glory and blessing, praise God. And every creature which in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such that are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sits upon the throne, and unto the Lamb for ever and ever. And the four beasts said, amen. And everyone here says, amen. Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that lived forever and ever. Lord Jesus, we pray that you would be with us tonight. Bless us through your word. Help us to listen, to be encouraged by these words, Lord Jesus, and draw closer to you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, it's so easy to forget, to lose and lose our sight upon the prize that lays ahead of us. You know, this morning, I wasn't here, but I was listening to the word of God from home. We don't need to worry. We don't need to worry. That was a good message this morning. We don't need to worry, because this world, it can come at us with whatever it wants to come at us with, but we will still serve God. We will still stay faithful to the cause. We will still put our faith and our trust in the Lord. Amen. And this message tonight is to encourage you that soon and very soon, I'm glad to report, we're going to see the King. We're going to see the King. Are you excited about that? You know, I have this thing, my wife says, she'll come to me and she'll say, oh, I've got such exciting news about something. And in all the years we've been married, my face never changed. That's great, darling. At least you could just show it. And I said, look, I try. She said, no, not trying very hard. But you know, I believe when heaven comes, this face is going to change. Amen. Not just my face, but everyone's face. We're going to have some mind-blowing experiences when we get there. I tell you what, I've thought about this over the years, what heaven's going to be like. I've had people ask me questions. I've had people say, well, what do you think? And I said, man, my imagination doesn't go far enough. We have no idea, but what a glimpse of glory that the scriptures have given us. And tonight, we can get excited. Because despite what's going on in the world, heaven awaits. Heaven awaits, amen. And you know, the Bible gives us little pictures little pictures. It doesn't explain everything, but it just gives us a little glimpse, a little taste, as it were, of what we can expect. And you know, one of the big ones was, what will we be like? Have you ever wondered what we will be like when we get to glory? How we will change? What our bodies will be like? Have you ever wondered about that? And I thought maybe tonight we can discuss a little bit about that as well. And if we would turn to Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 6 and 7, we need to go back to some basic principles here. Basic principles. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 6 and 7. But one in a certain place testified, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Or the Son of Man that you visit him? You have made him a little lower than the angels. You crowned him with glory and honour, and did set him over the works of your hands. Right now we are made just a little. Everyone say little. We're just made a little lower than the angels. And it basically says that we live in mortal bodies that will decay, that will grow old, and plastic surgery, I'm afraid to say, is not the answer. Jesus is the answer, amen. I find it humorous. I see articles here and there of how there's 56-year-old grannies that are able to make themselves look like 23-year-olds. But that doesn't stop the fact you're still aging. And one day, we're going to see God. And you know what? It's not always going to be like this. This physical body is not always going to be physical. And this is what's so exciting about it. You know, when we get to heaven, even Jesus gave us a little glimpse. Yeah, he did. In Matthew chapter 22 and verse 30. Like I said, we're going to cover some scriptures tonight. Matthew 22 and verse 30. For in the resurrection, this is Jesus talking to the Pharisees after they're saying, whose wife shall this woman belong to after she's had seven husbands? And Jesus is explaining to them, in the resurrection, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels of God in heaven. Other translations say they are like the angels. Interesting, isn't it? That this physical body one day will be translated into a body like the angels. Well, we won't be married to one another. Interesting. For those who are married, yep, your spouse is not your spouse in heaven. Because we belong to God. We become, and this is where it comes in, the bride of Christ. We're a spouse to Jesus. And praise God, this body's going to change. And you know, next slide, Paul went on further and said this. If we could put that slide up. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, beginning at 52, if you turn there, I know we're covering some scripture tonight, but it's important. In the moment, in verse 52, in the twinkling of an eye at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. And we shall be changed. Everyone say, changed. We shall be changed. Amen. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put in immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The very last prophecy that will be fulfilled is this one, that death will be beaten once and for all. Praise God, we will rise up in that day, amen, where death will no longer have hold upon you, and I'm talking about a physical death, where this body will no longer be bound by that curse, praise God. And we will be changed. We will be made into an incorruptible body Praise God. I can't even imagine what that's going to look like, what that's going to feel like. Amen. All I can say is that I won't have a bad back when I'm up there. My legs won't be going numb when I'm walking around. Praise God. You know, I won't have bad eyesight and bad hearing up there. Praise God. I look forward to the day when I won't have these at all. And you know, praise God, that's why I'm never worried. If God doesn't heal me here on earth, it doesn't matter, because up there, everything changes. Everything changes. You will no longer have people who are paraplegic, quadriplegic. You will no longer have people who are bound in the physical bodies. You will no longer have people with mental problems and disabilities, praise God. Because in that moment, in that twinkling of an eye, God will change us, praise God. We'll go from a corruptible body to an incorruptible body, from a mortal body to immortality. Amen. This is heaven. This is the hope that we have. Encourage yourself, saints of God. It's just next door. It's going to happen very soon. Amen. You know, I thought about this. We all have birthdays. I dread mine now as I'm getting closer to the half century mark, and it's scaring me. But I think about heaven, and I think, you know, Brother Nathan's going to ask me, how old are you? And I'm going to go, eternity. Be that. Eternity. Eternity's your age, Brother Snyder. You know, we live by a birth date here on earth, but we were born again for a reason. We were born in the wonderful name of Jesus. And you know what? We took on that name. We took on that spirituality. We took on the presence of God. And we had a birthday. I still remember the day that I was born again, on the 24th of January, 1988. Praise God. I was baptized in the ocean in Browley on the south coast. But you know, if I was to tell you, I've been serving God for over 30 years, and if someone said, what's your age? I'm just going to say eternity. Eternity. All of you will live for eternity. Blowing your mind. I don't know what it looks like. I can't comprehend how eternity works. But all I know is I've got to have faith in God and believe that one day when I get there, it's going to happen exactly the way that God has said it would happen. Amen. His word encourages us. And you know something else? We're going to know all things. Have you ever asked questions? Difficult questions. You wonder why. And I'm not talking about questions about Adam and Eve having a belly button and all that sort of stuff. Okay. That's irrelevant. But you'll have those impossible questions. You're going to know the answer to those questions the moment you step into glory. You know why? John 3:2 says, beloved, now are we the sons of God. It does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when we shall see him, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Praise God. We shall be translated like God. Amen. We shall know all things, because God's going to reveal all things to us in that moment. Praise the Lord. Praise God. What will happen in that day? What does that day look like? Next slide up there, praise God. What does that day look like? I've got to say, Paul must have had some amazing revelations from God. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 15 to 17. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, by the word of the Lord, by the inspiration of God, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. Whew. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise. they shall rise first, amen. The dead shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet them or meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. Wherefore give hope to one another with these words. Praise God. We can give each other confidence. We can give each other hope. Amen. You don't have to worry about tomorrow like Pastor said this morning. You don't have to worry about next week. You can have faith and you can believe in God that God's going to bring to pass His coming. Amen. I don't care what the world says. They keep saying you've been preaching this sort of stuff for years and yet God hasn't returned. Well, I don't care what they say, because the Bible says He will return, and that's good enough for me. What a day of rejoicing that will be. What a day of rejoicing that will be. I remember many years ago being a trip to India where we went up into Mizoram. And Bishop Downs was standing next to me in one of their services, and they got their drums going, tum, 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 and I can still hear the beat going around in my head, and I can still see the service in my mind. And all the people began to come down to the front, and then they began to dance in a circle, these big crowds of people at the front of the church, and they began to get this beat going, and they began to dance around in a circle. And Bishop Downs had listened to the tune, and because I couldn't understand either, praise God, you wonder why, huh? But I listened to the tune, I said, that sounds really familiar. And he said, listen closely, and it was, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. And this song just kept going and going, and I could feel the presence of God. And you know what? They were getting excited, because when we all get to heaven, and I'm looking at everybody here, I don't want anyone to miss out. And you people who are watching tonight, I don't want you to miss out either. But praise God, when we all get to heaven, when we all get to heaven, amen. Let's get excited, amen. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. What a day of rejoicing that will be, amen. Oh, hallelujah. I want us to be able to say when we walk through those gates, it was worth it all. It was worth it, amen. Everything I went through on earth, everything I put up with, every face that I confronted, everything that I went through, it was worth it all. Amen. This is heaven. Oh, hallelujah. You know, Job even saw this day. Thousands of years ago, Job saw it. Next slide, amen. Job saw this day. In chapter 19 and verse 25, he says, For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet, this is the key, yet in my flesh shall I see God. He was talking about a spiritual body here. I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another. Though my reins be consumed within me. And praise God, Job didn't see a dead king. He didn't see a king that was still in a grave. He didn't see a king that was buried. But he saw a resurrected king. He saw a resurrected God. And he knew in that day, because he had that hope, he had a resurrected body himself. And he was going to see God for himself. Amen. And I want to encourage you tonight. Don't go looking in the tombs for answers. Don't keep going back to those problems, to those things behind you. But look ahead unto Jesus. Look ahead unto the prize like Job did. I can see God, amen, for myself. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You will see God for yourself. But we wonder what it will be like. What I've shared tonight was only little bits of the scriptures. Who remembers Brother Pop Kelly? Yeah? He was a lovely man of God. Lovely man of God. And I had this laugh with my wife the other day as I talked with her about my message, and I said, you know, I wonder what Brother Pop Kelly would do if he came up right next to me in heaven. And I looked at him, because I never knew what he looked like as a young man. I've only known him as old Pop Kelly, you know, Brother Pop Kelly. And I wondered about that. But you know, I'm going to know who he is. I'm going to know who he is when I get there. Because I'm going to see his big bushy eyebrows, if he still has them. And you know, he says you've got to be careful, they bite. And he got a lot of people with these eyebrows. He said, touch one. And you know, gullible people, well, just to see if it actually did bite. And they go up, and he said, I was close. And I just feel like in my spirit, I just want to be there with Brother Pop Kelly, and I want to say, how are you doing? And you know, I'm probably going to hear him say, just touch my eyebrows. This is my picture. But don't despair, saints of God. Don't despair. Hang on to the hope that we have. Hang on to the hope that we have. That's heaven. And why do we want to go to heaven? Because Jesus is there. Because Jesus is there. Can we have a little glimpse of glory now? Yes, we can have a little glimpse of glory now. We do have a small description of heaven. If you want to put up that next slide. In Revelation chapter 22 and verse 1 to 5. Revelation 22, verse 1 to 5. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. There shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there. They need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord giveth them light, and they shall reign for ever and ever. Amen. That's just a small picture. And one day we're going to get there. You're going to see the tree of life for yourself. Amen. You're going to see the tree that bears 12 fruits. I've never seen a tree that can bear 12 fruits. Have you? I haven't. You're going to see things that you never ever have imagined. You're going to walk by this stream, and people that have gone on before you, you're going to see them again. Praise God. This hope we have. Hang on to Jesus, everyone. Hang on to Jesus. Whatever comes in this world, Don't let it bother you. Don't let it worry you. But hang on to Jesus. Amen. Because the day is coming, praise God, where we're all going to go up together. And we're all going to walk near that river once again. And we're going to see the tree of life. We're going to see heaven. We're not going to see a sun anymore. We're going to have the perfect light, which is Jesus. Amen. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Heaven is next door. Not much longer. Heaven is next door. Try keeping your heart with God and hanging on. Amen. And you know something? My depiction of heaven is pretty narrow. I mean, I've got a pretty creative and active imagination, and I can get pretty wild with it out there. But even that doesn't compare to what heaven is. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2:9, but it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Now, Sister Jerusalem did that first song tonight. For those who choose him gladly, now. Tonight is your choice. Do you choose Jesus over your worries? Do you choose Jesus over your fears? Do you choose Jesus over your despair? Do you choose Jesus over your doubt? Do you choose Jesus over everything that this world is throwing at you? Amen. Do you simply just choose Jesus? Because when you choose Jesus, I'm glad to say you choose heaven. Amen? Amen. I'm going to come to a conclusion. If we put up that slide, next slide, please. If you'll turn with me to Revelation chapter 21, and verse 1 to 7. I know we've covered some scripture tonight. But I wanted to give you some insight of what the Bible says, not so much of what I say, amen. Revelation 21 and verse 1 to 7. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Amen. He will be with us in person. Right now he's with us in spirit. Praise God, he'll be with us in person. Isn't that exciting? You'll see him face to face. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death. Amen. No more death. Neither sorrow, nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne and said, behold, I love this, behold, I make all things new. I make all things new, including you, including me. We will be made new. Amen. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. Everyone say, it is done. This is it. It's complete. It's done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. The musicians would come, praise the Lord. Two major turning points in the life of a Christian. One, when Jesus said it was finished at Calvary. You know what? Our journey began. Let me say that again. When Jesus said it was finished at Calvary, our journey began. But here's the best part. When Jesus says it is done in heaven, our journey finishes. We begin a whole new journey in heaven. When Jesus says it is done, our journey from here will finish. Are you excited about that? Are you looking forward to that day? You won't have sorrow, you won't have pain, you won't cry anymore. You won't get upset over a lost one. You'll look ahead and you'll see, wow, praise God, it was worth it. The fight was worth it. We will fight that final battle, amen. And we will come out victorious, praise God. And we will see things and know things like never before. We're going to see people who have since passed on from this world again. Younger, vibrant, all smiles. People from every nation and every tongue. We will understand every language. Doesn't that blow your mind? You're going to get to heaven and you're going to understand every single language that ever was spoken and is being spoken. And you will speak your own language when you're there. Wow. You will know all things. The things that we will see, saints of God. Ah, the gates made of precious stones. Hallelujah, the river glittering like crystals in the light. Amen. As I look at some of my elders that have since passed on to be with the Lord, I look at Brother Roy Bellette many years ago. He was such a great man of God to me. And I said to him, I went and visited him about 4 days before he passed away. And he was beaming. He was smiling. He had the radiance of God all about him. It was something that I cherish and remember. And I said to him, I said, Brother, I envy you. I envy you. And I was only a young person then. And he looked at me and he started laughing. And he said, why, brother? And I said, because you're getting to heaven first. And he just laughed again. And you know, this old brother's not going to be old up there. He's got to be young. And he's going to say, Aaron, I'm going to race you to the gates. I'm going to beat you there first, and I'm going to go, no, you're not. It's on. It's going to be fun up there, saints. It's going to be wild. It's going to be exciting. And you know, I wondered what people who passed on before us would say to us right now, what they would say to us. And I felt in my heart, and I just thought, until we meet again, it's not goodbye, it's until we meet again. And praise God, one day we're going to do that. And you know, I'd love it that maybe in this church we begin to say things until we meet again. Because we don't ever really say goodbye, amen. heaven this hope that we have. This hope that we have. If you're stirred in your spirit, let you stand right now. Let you draw closer to the Lord. Let's remind ourselves of the goodness of God. Let's remind ourselves of what God has done for us. What God has prepared for us. Amen. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. That one day I'm not going to be in this mortal frame anymore. But I'm going to live for eternity with the Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, Lord. I'm going to see all those great men and women of God. Yes, praise God, I'm going to see King David. Oh, yeah, I'm going to see the Apostle Paul, Timothy, Peter, amen. Just like that old song says, but there's one thing I want to see more than them. I want to see Jesus. I want to see Jesus. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. If you want to come and pray and draw close to the Lord, you come and do that. If you want to just refresh yourself in God, you come and refresh yourself. And those of you at home, take some time to pray. Take some time to draw near to the Lord. And to just remind yourself of what's ahead, what's coming for those who choose Him now. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah.